On this week's episode of Work Trends, we're talking about what's happening at next month's HR Tech Conference with Steve Bowes. Welcome to the Work Trends podcast from Talent Culture. I'm your host, Megan Mbiro. Every week, I interview interesting people and brands who are reimagining work. For more information, be sure to check us out at talentculture.com and join us live on Twitter every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern using the hashtag WorkTrends. Today's guest is Steve Bowes. Since 2012, he's been the co-chair of the HR Technology Conference. He's in the thick of last-minute planning for this year's show coming up September 11th through the 14th in Vegas. I'm going to be there. I'm super excited. We're going to be talking about what you can expect from HR Tech. And look at how the industry has changed in the past few years. Welcome to Work Trends, Steve. My dear friend, I've known you for 9 years. I can't believe it.
Thank you, Megan. It is great to be here. Fantastic. I'm glad it's recording this on a Friday, I will say. And I'm happy for it to be Friday and almost the weekend as well.
Where are you today?
I'm in New York, where it's, I would say, a typical New York summer day. There's no sun. It's cloudy, a little humid. It's perfect.
It's nice though, right? You and I aren't going to complain because we know what's around the corner this winter.
Indeed, indeed. And when you get out to get to Las Vegas soon, like we'll be in about a month or so, the sunshine will be there. It'll be nice and warm. It'll be fantastic.
Looking forward to it. Listen, Steve, you've been around HR and HR tech for many years now. I don't think everyone here knows the story of how you got into HR tech. So tell us a little bit more about that. For those who are maybe new listeners here, jump in and tell the story.
Yeah, sure. Happy to. Thank you, Megan. So first, there were the dinosaurs, and then they all died. And then, well, okay, that's probably going back a little too far. So let's fast forward a little bit, right? So I started with enterprise technology, mostly finance, ERP technologies back in the, a while ago. Say it's the 90s. We'll leave it a little loose. And up through Y2K. And then right around that time, I pivoted to get into human resources technology with a number of companies I was working with. And then, mostly as a consultant implementer of enterprise technologies in the HR and payroll space. And from there, I managed to move around a little bit and had several jobs around the HR technology ecosystem over the years. So I was with a vendor for a while. I've been a consultant for a while. I mentioned being an implementer. I actually became an end user and a buyer. I was running HR technology at a couple of mid-sized organizations for a time as well. So I was on the buy side and kind of feeling that pain again not too long ago. And so from there, so it was good. I had a lot of perspectives, right? I kind of understood how we build these technologies. I understood how they were implemented. I understood how people kind of evaluate them and assess them and try to deploy them in their organizations. And now I get to work on HR tech and think about these technologies and help people understand them, write about them, speak about them as well. So it's been a wild, interesting journey and kind of culminating in me working on the HR tech conference for the last 5 years or so.
So exciting. And I mean, I have to say this as somebody who is in the similar space that you're in, you must like pain, you know, if you really think about it.
Yeah, it's at times this time of year, especially, right? We're a few weeks away from the conference. It does get a little crazy. And I notice my methods of communication subtly shift. Like I go from email to text, and now I'm down to I have to go resort to the phone call because it's impossible to keep up with everything. So I'm begging people, let's just get on the phone and talk. That's the only way we're going to get together. So, but it's been fun, and I know we're going to talk about this. I'm really looking forward to the event coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, so am I. I am stoked. I mean, to me, it's still one of my favorite events in Vegas, and just seeing friends like you and others who have been through this journey and this transformation, particularly in the last, say, 10 or 15 years. And yes, I'm dating myself a little bit. But speaking of, you know, the HR tech as a conference has been around for 20 plus years. It's really exploded, I would say, in the last 5 years or so. What's caused this growth?
Clearly, Megan, it's my leadership. That's the answer. But aside from that, I'd say it's a combination of things, especially in the last 5 years or so. In general, right? Improving economic and business conditions, certainly here in the U.S., but in a lot of other countries as well, since the end of the recession, going back to, say, 2009 or so. right? So the climate's just better, right? Investment climate is better. Yeah. Organizations are willing to invest, right? Again, so there's an increased need for organizations to better compete and deploy human capital as well, right? We saw that none of the numbers came out just this morning, as a matter of fact, as we record this. Unemployment's still 3.9% in the U.S. That's near a two-decade low. Record number of job openings in the U.S. Since the government's been tracking that statistic here in America. So companies are the competition. I won't say war for talent because people hate when you say that, but the competition.
Yeah, don't do that here. This is not the place to say that, by the way.
Okay, well,
seriously.
But I'm gonna tell you what, it's absolutely truth, right? With record number of job openings and near a series highs in the average time to fill a job in the United States, right? So companies are looking towards technologies to help them manage those challenges and manage those opportunities as well. Another thing that's happened too in the last 5 years is a ton of investment dollars, right? Lots of investment, VC money, private money. Some companies been bought out. There's been in the last 2 weeks, there's been a slew of announcements, right? A huge acquisition in our space, a couple of huge funding rounds announced in the last few days. So lots of money coming into this space. From an investment perspective, which is spurring innovation, right? That attracts when the smartest people, the smartest developers, right? They see all kinds of money pouring into a domain that's attractive to them, right? So we have lots of smart people rushing into this space to try to build new technologies. And the last thing I'll say on this is lots of shift, right? I mentioned I've been around long enough. I remember Y2K, right? I remember how much investment in enterprise technologies was driven by Y2K, right? Similar things happened in the HR space in the last 5 or 7 years, maybe 8 years, which is companies finally moving off, many companies anyway, moving off older legacy, often installed systems to some of these modern mobile, cloud-based, consumer-like and increasingly intelligent technologies deployed in the cloud. So the pace of innovation has been really, really high in the last 5 years and companies have had more money to spend. So all those things coming together has benefited this industry and has certainly benefited our conference.
And not to mention employees who basically are saying, I'm not using this. Come up with something better because we know it's available at our fingertips.
Yeah, there's some of that for sure, right? And I'd fold that into this idea of, hey, we've got to provide in an increasingly tight labor market, we've got to provide better experiences for our employees. One way that organizations are looking to improve upon the experiences that they're delivering and the services they're providing their employees is to make investments in better and more modern technology that are kind of aligned with the expectations of employees for technology solutions. So that's absolutely true as well.
And I promise not to bring up millennials today. See, I didn't even say it. I just skipped the whole thing.
Yeah, you said it. I didn't. I was talking to a CHRO the other day, a person who's going to be on one of the HR tech panels. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I think it was the CHRO of Walt Disney. And she said war for talent, right? She used the phrase. So
She
did, but she warned me. She goes, the phrase we will not use at the panel is seat at the table. She yelled at me. So I said, I promise I won't say that.
Please, I beg of you, don't. I'm going to be on a panel there as well. And I'll be surprising everybody with some other buzzwords, but it's not going to be seat at the table. I promise. Right. And it won't be war for talent. There you go. That's it. We're done. So listen, the conference market, by the way, is exploding as well. How specifically is HR tech staying competitive, right, as really one of the forefront runners in that space? And what's changed in the past few years?
I'd say for us, we stay in our event is the largest HR technology event in the world, right? And it has been for many years. And I think one of the strengths of our event, or the many strengths of our event, is the fact that, over a 4-day period in Las Vegas, every important vendor is there, every important kind of product leader and thinker and analyst and pundit and speaker, like they're all there, right? Every technology you need to see, every person you'd ever want to meet with, all the content you would need to kind of educate yourself around the market, around what's important, what's happening in technology, ideas and insights on how to best deploy and leverage that technology to make the most of your investment in HR technology. Like we're all in one place, right? There are tons of other events in the space. And you're right, the space is really, really crowded with events. Ours, I like to think, and I think it's true, is the most comprehensive and the most thorough and provides the most bang for your buck. If you're in an organization who's actively seeking new technology or you're looking to make the most out of your existing investments in HR technology across the board, especially if you're a mid-sized to large organization, like our show is the best place, the best kind of use of your time and resources, I would say. And I think how it's changed is it's just gotten, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, as the space has grown, as the market has grown, we've grown as well, right? So I would say before I came on board, 2012 or so, the conference maybe had two keynotes, maybe 35 or so sessions spaced out over a little over 2 days. This year, if you look, you know, through our conference program, we'll have about 4 full days of content. It's about as big as SHRM, really, in terms of content.
It's huge.
Not in terms of number of sessions, maybe, but in terms of the length of the show. You know, we have a tremendous amount of pre-conference activities. Once again, we have about 5 keynote or keynote type sessions, including one I can't, there's a very super secret announcement I can't make yet because it hasn't been announced yet, but we're going to announce something really, really cool as well. We haven't even announced yet, which is going to be awesome. I mean, maybe 70 or so sessions on top of that, tons of technology demonstration sessions, and a couple of other things I'll mention. One that's new to us this year, and it's exciting, is our first startup pitch fest. So HR Tech has welcomed the startup community into the show in an unprecedented manner. So we're going to have 60 startups exhibiting in our startup pavilion. 30 of those startups will compete in our pitch fest. And the winner gets a $30,000 prize. So that's really exciting as well. So those are some of the things that have changed over the last couple of years.
That sounds like a great idea. And I'm sure, I mean, 60, huge, right?
Yeah, 60 companies demonstrating.
I can't wait to see this. And I'm also really excited to see that Women in HR Tech is back, yeah. Right? So tell everyone who doesn't know about Women in HR what that's all about.
So 2 years or so ago, it was 2 years ago, we decided to create this Women in HR Tech Summit as a pre-conference event. It was designed initially kind of with modest goals, but it was designed to do two things. At least that's how I looked at it when we first put it together. One was to showcase and help give a spotlight to so many of the incredibly talented and successful women leaders and founders in the HR technology industry, right? Because there are so many of them. If you look across some of our larger providers, as well as the startup community, maybe because HR has always been a field that had many women in it, that many of the HR technology companies are led by women, founded by women, or have women in extremely senior product roles. So I wanted to give a spotlight to them, to as many of them as we could, to share their insights, their experiences, their point of view as both technology and workplace leaders. So that was one goal. And then the second goal was to kind of bring to light some of the innovative programs and strategies that many of the companies in our space, and some others as well, but a lot of them in the HR tech space, that they're using to improve women's representation in technology roles, to increase access, to increase opportunity, expand the talent pipeline, things like that. So it's been a really successful and positive addition to the conference. And we are doing it again this year. It'll be on the first day of the conference, September 11th, as kind of a, I want to call it a pre-conference summit. We used to call these things pre-conference, but now that's just part of the conference now. So it'll be on the first day of the conference on September 11th. And there's no additional charge for this, right? If you have a registration for the conference, that's included in your conference registration.
That's great to know. So tune in, everyone. I know I'm going to stop by and be there to see friends and colleagues. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's a really great event. And I do encourage folks to get to town early and try to get there.
I know your team has been busy planning a lot of exciting stuff as we're talking about for this year's show. Let's dig into some of the speakers. Who are you most excited about for real?
I'm going to be careful here because I don't want to forget, and I would forget. So I'm just going to name a couple things I'm pretty excited about. One is we've got Mike Rowe coming that people know from TV's Dirty Jobs primarily and some other shows. He's coming as one of our keynotes. We got to talk to him the other night and he's just as cool and he's just exactly as you think he is. And so he's coming to do our opening keynote on Tuesday night. So kind of after the Women in Tech Summit and a couple of other things we're doing on the opening day, Mike will be doing that keynote on Tuesday afternoon. And he's got a great personality. He's got a great message about work and the workplace and kind of the value of every job, not just, you know, we, especially in tech, right? We get caught up in, you know, what's happening in tech companies, what's happening in startups, you know.
And, yeah, totally.
You know, I don't know, I should know these, Megan, but like, There's 165 million people in the United States workforce, something like that. They're not all working on apps in Silicon Valley,
no,
right?
No, they're not. Thank you for bringing that up. Because I think we get into our little bubble.
Yeah, we do. I know I do. Yeah.
And hey, I'm guilty of it too. But you're right. Like, there's a bigger world of work out there. And not every single job is sexy. People are getting their hands dirty, literally. And I was just reading something really interesting yesterday about the fact that construction jobs are at an all-time high with nobody to fill these roles because just nobody wants to do construction anymore.
Yeah,
I was astounded.
I've been following the trucking industry really closely. I'm obsessed with it. I don't even know why. I don't know anybody who drives a truck commercially, but it's been a huge story in that industry as well, because on the one hand, we were thinking, boy, many of these jobs might get automated away. But on the other hand, right now, today, there's a dire shortage of commercial over-the-road truck drivers, just like in construction, as you said, Megan. And so Mike is going to come and talk about some of those topics and those ideas, and kind of he challenges you to think a little bit differently about jobs and work and workplaces and the value of employees. So and he'll be funny as well. So I'm super excited about that. I'd say a couple of other things I'm excited about. I mentioned the CHRO panel. I'll be running that one. And Human Resource Executive Magazine, who the company that owns Human Resource Executive Magazine, is the same company that owns HR Tech Conference. And so the magazine publishes each year a most admired companies for HR list is put out by Human Resource Executive Magazine. And so we've sourced 4 or 5 CHROs from the most admired companies for HR on the list. And the thing about it is these CHROs, I've talked to every one of them in the last couple of weeks, amazing stories, really things, so much about culture, so much about diversity, inclusion, so much about, creating incredible workplaces for their employees. And so we've got Walt Disney, Delta Airlines, Johnson & Johnson, Accenture, and BlackRock coming. So that's going to be super exciting. They'll get to talk to those. And it's really hard. I've been in the conference space now for a while, Megan. It is not easy to get the CHROs of kind of Fortune 10 companies to come to a conference and participate. That is not easy. And we managed to get 5 of them in that caliber. So I'm really excited about that. So
they're kind of busy, right? Doing what they love. So understandably, kudos to you. That's awesome.
So that'll be great feature as well. And there's tons more. I could go on and on and on, but we're really excited about all the technology we're bringing as well. So we'll be doing, our demonstration sessions around startup technology as well as established technologies and our awesome new technology session, and plenty of demonstrations, plenty of opportunity for folks to see, touch, learn about all the technologies that are important right now.
Speaking of, we're going to geek out just for a minute on the HR tech stack. Tell me specifically what you're exploring there.
So the market is so big and broad, and we'll probably have 400, maybe something like that, exhibitors there. And one of the things we hear often is that it can be difficult for folks to kind of put their arms around so many competing options for their time, their attention, and their investment dollars. So one of the things we're doing more specifically this year is we've created a series of what we call market landscape sessions, where I've recruited 5 or 6 of the leading independent HR technology analysts to come each and give a deep dive into their area, their domain of expertise. So we'll be diving into talent acquisition and learning and development, payroll and workforce management, talent management, AI, and maybe even benefits too, if we can get that one arranged at the last minute. But these sessions are designed to give attendees an overview, an understanding of what's important, the important providers, the key trends, the things to look for, where those market segments are going, and really just give them kind of a grounding as they kind of consider what's best for their organization in those areas. And we're going to be really, really intentional around trying to educate or help attendees get more educated about the market, because the market's gotten so big and so complex. And so we've devoted a ton of time in the agenda to those kind of educational sessions. And that we're even doing a kind of an overview, a conference overview on day one as well, which is kind of almost like an orientation to the conference, right? So we're doing that as well on the first day of the conference too.
I was just going to ask you, where can we find this? So there you go. Boom. You answered it.
Well, everything's on the agenda too. Yeah.
It's so huge. And when we're talking about 400 vendors, by the way, this year. That's crazy. Like, what can people expect here? And I'm so glad you have that overview, because I think sometimes, even as myself going for the gazillionth year, it seems now, it's still very overwhelming when you get there, because there's just so much.
Yeah, it's quite the scene. So folks who've been to either our event in the past, or maybe been to a SHRM, I guess that's the most comparable one in our space to in terms of how big the expo has gotten, it can be a little bit daunting. And so we'll be doing these kind of deep dive sessions around specific domains in the conference to help people become more familiar, say, with some of the players if they're not already. But we're also doing that conference overview on day one as well. And I think there's also going to be some tours organized too, like around specific domains where attendees can sign up. And this will all be like when you register, you'd see all this information. Attendees can sign up and maybe sign up for a specific tour, say around, I don't know, talent management vendors or recruiting vendors, et cetera. So there's some of that as well to help people kind of understand and learn their way about the expo. But we're also doing a lot of fun things in the expo too. I'll mention a couple of them. We're doing our pub crawl one night, which will be really fun. And, you know, open up the expo. There'll be, free drinks, cocktails, custom wines, beers.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's fun.
Tune in. And we've got a pub crawl inside the expo hall. How is this going to go down?
It'll be great.
It's going to be mayhem.
Yeah, they put up bars and big signs, and you know, there's a map, and it helps you navigate your way around and meet vendors and meet people and have some drinks. In addition, I mentioned the startups and the pitch fest. So we're doing the pitch fest. The pitch fest will be happening in the expo during expo hours. So there's three different slots, three preliminary rounds and then a final round. Different times at the expo, we have a pitch fest theater that's being built in the expo just for that purpose, and so you'll be able to see some of the startups pitch and learn about their products. We're also doing some HR tech talks in the expo in a different theater we're building, but that theater, it's kind of like TED Talks, Megan. Like, you know, everybody knows TED Talks.
Well, I happen to know all about it because I'm doing one.
Yeah,
so
I know.
There you go. Yeah, so yeah, that's going to be cool.
These HR tech talks for the first time as well. There's a bunch of them. There's probably about 8 or 10 of them happening. And then we've also got a cool VIP experience happening as well. So when folks register for the conference, they can learn more about that too. So we're building a special kind of VIP lounge, and there'll be a lot of really cool things happening in the VIP experience too. So the expo is going to be really lively, really fun, and you'll want to make sure if you attend, you give yourself plenty of time to tour and meet with vendors and get some swag, have a drink, and have some fun.
What are a few of the startups you're watching this year?
There's so many. I saw this question was coming up, so I came up with three. I'll give you three.
Yeah. I know it's huge, right? Yeah. I mean, how do you actually, and I give you credit for actually just boiling this down.
I tell you what, I'm not going to lie, Megan, like there's 60 startups. I read and we probably had, I don't know, 75 applications for our pitch fest. I read all the applications. I didn't know lots of them. Right? I never heard of them. Right? It's impossible for, I think, any one person to know them all. But I will give you three that I do know a little bit and I like quite a bit. One is a company called Striver, which is STRIVR. And they're in the virtual reality space. They're doing some amazingly cool things with virtual reality technology as an employee learning and development tool. And they got their start in the sports world by providing kind of virtual reality simulations for teaching people how to play quarterback better, right? And since then, they still do that sports stuff quite a bit, but then they've also done a lot of corporate applications as well. So Striver is a company that's doing some really cool things in virtual reality. So another company I like a lot is called Disco, and it's a simple solution, right? It's like it's an employee reward and recognition solution. But the cool thing about it is it exists like in other platforms. So it exists like as a Slack build-in tie-in or a Microsoft Teams tie-in. So it's not a separate platform that you have to send employees and managers off to do things. It just exists in the tools that they're using now for productivity. It's a really cool solution, and I like the team there. The last one is a newer company. It's called Joyous. You know, just the word Joyous. And it's hard to even explain what they do, but you'll want to check them out. They have a really interesting take on taking just regular HR processes like service delivery or employee engagement or performance management and making them conversational, like in an app. Very, very cool, great interface, fun to use. And that's the third one I'd mention.
love each and every one of those names, by the way, but gotta vote for Disco.
Disco, yeah.
Just no choice. Have to follow the disco ball to figure out what's going on there.
They're a really cool group. I've had them on my podcast. I had the Disco team on. They're nice.
Right. Folks. So one of the big themes in HR tech right now is AI. We're hearing it everywhere. Tell us your personal take on it. And are the robots really going to take over, Steve? Seriously.
So I would say that we're hearing it too, right? And we have devoted plenty of real estate in our program to AI. I would say, I can't think off the top of my head, 7 or 8 sessions have something or other to do with AI, from some market overview stuff to kind of the basics of AI to some more specific things, and to even things like, how do you evaluate AI, you know, as a buyer, right? What are the questions you should ask? What should you think about? So we're deep diving in AI. And on the one hand, I thought when we were putting together the program, I thought, I wonder if I'm going too far on this, like, because I read some statistics. I don't know if it was Deloitte or somewhere else, but a very small percentage of companies have actually deployed any of this stuff yet, right?
Right.
In HR departments. But then I get the chance to see when people register for the conference, we ask them to indicate what sessions are interesting to them and they might want to attend. And we use that to gauge popularity, but we also use that for room assignments, right? You know, more popular sessions, we put in larger rooms, right? Makes sense. The sessions that are getting the most early interest, I would say 4 out of the 5 ones that have the most people want to come to them are AI sessions. So I think we probably did the right thing by doing so much AI content, because it seems like a lot of our attendees are really, really interested in it. So we'll be covering it from as many angles as we can at the show. I think it's important, right? And I think we're seeing more and more technology providers, most of the large ones and many smaller ones as well, including startup, are trying to deploy AI and smart technologies across a number of processes, whether it's, you know, service delivery, kind of HR help desk stuff, scheduling around recruiting and trying to schedule interviews, even some on trying to help potential candidates find the right job to apply to, right? There's even some really interesting developments going on around employee performance and coaching, trying to help managers to provide more intelligent recommendations for managers to have performance-related conversations. And then finally, even in the learning development side, right? Tying into, let's have a system that helps us understand you as an employee. What can we learn from your profile? What can we learn from your preferences? And how can we provide intelligent recommendations about the assignments, the job opportunities, the learning and development opportunities that we'd like to present to you that will align with what we think your goals are, right? Where you want to take your career. So there's a lot of really, really cool development happening in AI related to HR. Do I think robots are going to take over? I don't think they are in HR for sure. And honestly, I don't think they are yet in a lot of other areas too, right? I think, and I mentioned the truck driving example. One of the reasons I think about it so much is the other day, Uber made an announcement that they are suspending their self-driving truck technology development and they're just stopping it. Mm. And I think one of the reasons why is they've discovered it's actually really, really hard to automate completely away that job, right? For lots and lots of reasons. I have a suspicion that there's going to be a lot of other jobs where that's the case, where we can automate or provide intelligent technology to help supplement what people do in roles, but full scale automation and replacement of humans by AI, by robotics and algorithms is going to be much, much more difficult probably across most domains than we think originally. So I think there's still lots of great opportunity for people in HR and in other domains to work alongside with and in consultation with and in coordination with these technologies. That's what I think.
Thank heavens. We're not replacing people.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so either. Listen, Steve, thank you so much for stopping by. Any last words for everybody here in the Work Trends community about this year's show?
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see a lot of folks out at the show. And here's my special gift to you, gentle listeners. You can learn more about the show, www.hrtechconference.com. That's our website. Our dates are September 11th through 14th, coming up fast in Las Vegas at the Venetian, which is beautiful. And here's my gift. If you register and use this code WORKTRENDS, which is all caps, WORKTRENDS, you should all know this, you're on the Work Trends podcast, $300 off your premium pass to HR Tech using that code WORKTRENDS. There it is, Megan.
Thank you so much, my friend. You hear that, community? Tune in, Work Trends, all caps. See you soon, Steve.
Megan, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Work Trends from Talent Culture. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'd be really grateful if you took a moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It helps other people find our show. If you know someone who would enjoy listening, please share it with them. You can learn more about the future of work at talentculture.com.